Americans are feeling like strangers in a strange land. Sadly, it's becoming more challenging every day to recognize our own country. Listening to the Midnight Sentinel will help us make sense of the craziness we're seeing and hearing about all around us. We need patriots and Christians who are willing to stand up for the values that made our nation great. Are you ready to be a sentinel? Here's J.D. Rucker.
Probably the best thing about my job is being able to talk to people who are a lot more interesting, intelligent, and informed than I am. It makes me maybe not look smart, but at least it makes me look like I know people who are smart, which is always a good thing, right? We like to know people that are smart. Well, maybe some people would prefer to not know people that are smart. I think that Anthony Fauci hopes that everybody else is dumb and that they just don't see through his lies. But then again, he's Anthony Fauci. So, yeah. Hey, look, if you're one of those Faucists, you know, those Anthony Fauci, whatever you want to call them, cult members, then I apologize ahead of time. I shouldn't be making you feel too bad. Never mind. You should feel bad, because if you're not seeing through his lies, then you're an idiot. And you're probably the ideal person to be following Anthony Fauci. But wow, I digress. This wasn't supposed to be a Fauci rip session. I wanted to prep everybody for the interview that's coming up. Usually I don't do long intros unless there's news to talk about, you know, related to either the guest or something else. But in this case, I wanted to prep people for Clay Clark. I know it's weird. Why would I have to prep anybody for a guest? What is he? Is he a psychopath? No. Is he hard to understand? No, not really. I mean, sometimes he talks fast, but then again, if you're listening to me, you know that I tend to talk fast sometimes too. Other times I talk slow. I like to modulate. He does not. He always goes. He's going. That is Clay Clark. And the thing that I wanted to warn you about was he's probably going to tell you to get a piece of paper and a pen and to write things down. You should. You know, a lot of times people will say that. Now, if you're driving, don't do that. Okay. If you're listening to this driving, unless you can pull over, don't pull out a pen and paper. Yeah. Just keep driving. You know, you can always come back, listen to the recording later. I will even put in the show notes a link to whatever it is that he reveals. But what he does is he gives information that is super important and he does it super fast. So sometimes it can go right past you. You know, that's my warning about Clay Clark. He does have a tendency to occasionally go a little bit fast. And that's why having pen and paper handy is always a good idea. We'll have him after the break. I hate doing him this quickly. I just have a feeling that Clay's going to take up the rest of the show. So I'm just going to go ahead and get my lovely, brilliant, and talented wife and co-host, who also does my reads now on these shows. I'm going to have her tell you about something incredible, and then we'll have Clay Clark right afterwards.
In these uncertain times in our economy, precious metals have become the go-to for many investors as they attempt to hedge their portfolios against the uncertainty associated with supply chain issues, inflation, and lockdowns. Our gold guy, Ira, is the best in the business at delivering physical gold or silver to customers across the country. His prices are exceptionally low, and his service is superb. Go to ourgoldguy.com. That's ourgoldguy.com. Click contact and tell them J.D. Rucker sent you.
You know, this isn't the first time that I've had our next guest on, and I hope it's not going to be the last, because he is arguably the most fun and informative guest when it comes to a wide array of topics. And you'll find out why here in a minute, because his conferences, which he does, his tour, the Reawaken America Tour, is something that is actually changing lives across the United States of America. We are very blessed, pleased, and honored to have Mr. Clay Clark joining us today. Clay, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, and I'm honored to be here with you and your listeners. And I encourage everybody to grab a pen and a pad and prepare to, maybe an Etch-A-Sketch, prepare to take some notes, because I'm going to try to drop some knowledge bombs. And everything I'm going to say on today's show, please vet my sources. Please assume that I'm not credible. Look it up yourself, but I'm going to cite all my sources.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, let's just start right there. You know, you've got, you do the Reawaken America tour, and this is something that has been going on. Let's get it right out there, right off the bat, because I think I'm going to encourage people to go to the closest one available to them, or even travel if they have to. Tell me what shows you've got coming up.
Well, right now we've got the Reawaken America tour in Ohio. We're down to our final 500 tickets for Ohio, and that's going to be in February. So that's February. That's in Ohio. You can get your tickets at time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com. Contrary to what the mainstream media is saying, you can name your price. So I know it does cost a sacrifice to get there. I grew up poor. I get it. Whatever you have to do to get there. But once you get to Canton, Ohio, I mean, you can name your price. You just got to request your tickets, because we only have availabilities for about 2,500 tickets in Ohio. You can get those at time2freeamerica.com. Then we go to March in San Diego. San Diego will be there in March. And the first five people to show up with a surfboard get to go surfing with General Michael Flynn. That's a real thing. That's not a promotional hype. That's a real thing. And then the third is we're going to be going to Oregon in April. Oregon in April will be in Salem, Oregon, the state's capital. We'll be there. We're down to our final 300 tickets. And that's in April. I mean, that's 4 months from now. So I encourage everybody, go to time2freeamerica.com, claim your tickets there, because we are waking up America. This is a fight against the Great Reset. Why are we doing these events? We're reawakening America, yes, but we are also fighting against the Great Reset while leading America to salvation.
Nice. Did you say Salem, Oregon?
Yeah.
They let you guys in?
I don't know. They let me in, but we're going.
From what I've seen of Oregon lately, I don't think they would let me in. They don't like me. They don't like anybody who doesn't believe in a radical neo-Marxist agenda. So you've been doing this tour for a long time. You've had some absolutely stellar guests. I'm not going to name drop here. You already did with Michael Flynn, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. You've had Mike Lindell. You've had Sidney Powell. You've had just a phenomenal lineup of people. I remember listening to one of Mike Adams, one of my favorite guys over at Natural News, Mike Adams. He blew me away with not just the information that he was delivering, but his jokes were spot on. The guy is hilarious, right? So you get to go there as an attendee, obviously. You're the MC, you run everything. You get to hear all these speeches. I want you to blow us away with something that you've learned, something where you were just like, wow, I didn't know that, and I'm glad I did.
Well, let me do this. If everybody will go to time2freeamerica.com/revelation, time2freeamerica.com/revelation, what I learned that blew my mind wasn't a specific thing. It was how the puzzle fits together. So when you go to time2freeamerica.com, these are things I've learned in the past since April of last year. A lot of this I learned, I kind of learned the end of the story and the beginning of the story in January of 2020. But there was a lot of details that were I was foggy on, but I just want to give people, I'm going to expand your minds, give you some facts here. So time2freeamerica.com/revelation. In 2002, the CDC patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans. So the CDC patented a bioweapon transmissible to humans, patent number 7279327. One of my family members last night, true story, says to me, they say, I just want to be safe from COVID. I go, where are you getting this? Like, where are you getting your information? That's why I said to them. They go, the CDC. I said, oh, the CDC that patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans with patent number 7279327. And they go, what? And I show them time2freeamerica.com/revelation. And JD, their mind is blown. Then 2008, this is real stuff. The NIH begins research in how to manipulate and ultimately block out the God gene. What? Yeah, you might not believe in God, but these guys believe in Satan. They tried to block out the VMAT2 gene in 2008. It's still listed on the NIH website. I put it there. 2010, the Rockefeller plan's written, which calls for the quarantines, curfews, lockdowns, forced vaccinations. And I quote page 16, a world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership is needed. Page 16, the Rockefeller plan. 2011, Charles Lieber, this is a nanotechnology expert, a scientist, a professor from Harvard. He creates nanotechnology that goes inside the human body that, when connected with 5G, can control your thoughts. What? 2011, Jeffrey Epstein, he actually tries to seed the human race with his own DNA, and he teams up with Bill Gates to make it happen. What? 2011, NASA's chief scientist, Dennis Bushnell, he writes a blueprint for ushering in the transhumanism agenda. 2011, this is all cited here. 2012, there's Charles Lieber again. This guy creates nanoelectronics that merge with biological tissues. 2013, Bill Gates rolls out his satanic spiritual advisor. 2013, Bill Gates rolls out a satanic spiritual advisor by the name of Marina Abramovich, who's working with Beyonce, Jay-Z, Lady Gaga. If you go to DuckDuckGo, type in Marina Abramovich spirit cooking, and you continue, and you go down this timeline, just every single conference, there's another knowledge bomb I pick up. This 2015, Charles Lieber actually patented, this is a patent here, and I put the link to it, using 5G radiation to vibrate coronavirus particles from preset nanotube containers. And someone says, I just thought they were trying to make my phone faster. I wanted to watch Netflix without it ever banding, you know, where it pauses and you have to look at the rotating hourglass. I thought they were trying. No, we continue. Bill Gates, 2015 TED Talk. He says, hey, if we do a really good job with these new vaccines, we can reduce the Earth's population. This is the biggest knowledge bomb I picked up in the last 60 days from these events. October 13th, 2015. What? A few days before Halloween, if you're dressing up like Superman, Spider-Man, maybe you're thinking about, how am I going to dress up my kids? Am I going to wear Spider-Man, Superman? Some of you say we shouldn't be celebrating Halloween. It's Satan's holiday. I agree now. But I'm saying, you're getting ready for fall. Maybe you're driving through the woods looking for fall colors, fall leaves. Maybe you're planning you're going to a football game. Meanwhile, October 13th, 2015, Richard A. Rothschild, he files a patent for the system and method for testing for COVID-19. I repeat, the system and method for testing for COVID-19 was patented on October 13th, 2015. I repeat it again. The system and method for testing for COVID-19, quote, was patented on October 13th of 2015. So these are the kinds of things that I have learned at these events, and I put it together in a timeline. I just did an interview today, which would probably be much less compelling than your interview because you're a good guy. This was a nefarious member of one of the largest media outlets in the whole world. They called me. They said, sir, could I interview? I said, yeah, but let's first do an off-the-record conversation where we can just talk, and then we'll do on the record. That's unfair. He said, fine. I said, go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. He goes there. I said, click right here. Read those words to me. He says, the system and method for testing for COVID-19. I said, when was that patented? He goes, October 13th of 2015. I said, yeah. He goes, holy boop. This is mainstream media. I said, bro, 2016, scroll down, look at this timeline. Peter Daszak. Okay, this is the head of the EcoHealth world. This is the EcoHealth Alliance. He literally admits that they increased the transmissibility of a pathogen to make killer viruses. I got the video right here. Boom, you can watch it. And this mainstream media reporter, I'm not kidding. He was dropping F-bombs. He's dropping S-bombs. He's going, holy boop, what in the boop? I'm going, so what did you think this was about? Was this about Democrats or Republicans? What did you think this was about? And he was, you know, kind of recoiled a little bit. He goes, I just wanted to talk to you about some of the QAnon people and if there was anthrax dumped at your events. I heard there might have been anthrax dumped at your events. And I go, well, there was an anthrax because Dr. Zlinko is missing a lung and has cancer. And if there was anthrax, he would be dead and I would be too. And this isn't about the QAnon conspiracy movement. I'm not connected to that. I don't subscribe to that or look at that, whatever. These are facts. And he goes, wow. I mean, this is a mainstream media. If I mentioned his name, 3/4 of your listeners would know who he is. And he just had that moment where it's because he hadn't forgot how he was raised. And he was raised in a Judeo-Christian home, and this resonated with him. He knew the truth. So that's what we were doing.
So I asked for one. I lost count of a dozen. And then you tell me that you're red-pilling mainstream media.
Yeah,
bro. That's just one question. I don't know if I have any other questions. We should probably leave it there. But, of course, we won't. Let's keep going.
Did you know MyPillow.com has many more products than pillows and bedding? With over 150 products offered by this America First company, it's the one-stop shop for many of the items we use every day. Use promo code NOQ to receive the biggest possible discount or call 1-800-862-0382. That's promo code NOQ at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-862-0382.
So last time you were on my show, we were talking about this quote-unquote vaccine, this jab, this experimental whatever you want to call it. And we were talking about its association with the Mark of the Beast. Now, I don't want to go down that road because we just don't have the time, because that's something where I encourage people to go to your website and learn about it all themselves, because the way the bombs you dropped were absolutely incredible. But with that said, I do want to dive a little bit deeper into the current push. So right now, Omicron seems to be going up and then it's quickly going down there. They're pulling restrictions in England. They're pulling restrictions across the board in a lot of places. The narrative seems to be changing. I'm getting scared by all this, because when I see them backing off on the Great Reset, that tells me that they're about to ramp up on the Great Reset. In your travels, have you heard anything? Have you seen anything that pertains to the Great Reset that makes you think, yeah, they're about to ramp up? Or maybe you might say, well, nope, it looks like they're going down.
Christmas Eve, I'll play this audio here. Let me play this audio. That's not the right audio. That's just a sound clip that led to the audio. Let me. There's an audio from Christmas Eve that Fox News, which I don't go to as a source of truth. And I'll tell you why. Fox News is, you know, getting most of a large percentage of Fox News, their ad revenue comes in via Big Pharma. Pfizer. So they don't let you talk about Big Pharma. Okay. So let me just play this audio though, that Fox News did play, because the Fox had to address, why did Charles Lieber, the guy that made the nanotechnology that connects to 5G, why was China so obsessed with this guy? This literally mad scientist. Why was China paying him $50,000 a month? Why did this Harvard professor just get arrested? Why did he get convicted? This is Fox News. Listen to this.
U.S. intelligence shows China is using advanced technologies like gene editing and brain control weapons to advance its military and to crush dissent. U.S. intelligence shows China is using advanced technologies like gene editing and brain control weapons to advance its military and to crush dissent.
So I made a fancy drawing. Hello, my name is Clavis, and I love to do drawings. You know, a lot of times it's we got to do drawings. Sometimes it makes sense for you. Maybe I'm like Bob Ross. Here we go. So you look here in this picture here. You see a happy Starlink there. That's up in the air. The low orbit satellites there. The Starlink satellites there. Up in the air everywhere. They're made by Elon Musk, and they send signals to 5G towers. The 5G towers then send those little happy signals into your not so happy signals, those thoughts, those signals into your body using RNA modified nanotechnology called a shot. And pretty soon the corona particles, the nanotechnology can send. This is what's going on. And so if you go to timetofreemarket.com and you follow the patents, just understand that if you've taken the RNA modified nanotechnology inside your body, it would be like taking my phone. I have a phone. I don't have my phone. Let's just say you took your phone. Inside your phone, whenever you get a new phone, there's like a little chip in your phone. And they say, do you want to bring over your chip? And you go, yeah, I want to bring over my chip. So you just switch from T-Mobile to AT&T or vice versa, whatever. And you bring over your chip and they put the little chip in, and all of a sudden the data, right, from one phone moves to the next phone. Inside your body, if you've taken the RNA modifying nanotechnology shots, nanotechnology is like the chip in your phone, but like 1,000 times more powerful and 1,000 times smaller. That's what a nanotechnology is. So it's nano, so small, nano, and it goes in your body. Doop, and now like your Apple Watch can get signals. So a lot of people were going, hey, quit sending me signals. See, they've been testing this for a while. Okay. So right now you have an Apple Watch, you're trying to sleep and it's monsoon alert, monsoon alert, monsoon alert. Even though your phone's on what, silent, it's like monsoon alert, amber alert, monsoon alert. And a lot of people are going, wow, I got woken up by that. I couldn't, oh man, oh. Now they can send it into your body, thoughts, into your body using nanotechnology.
U.S. intelligence shows China is using advanced technologies like gene editing and brain control weapons to advance its military and to crush dissent.
And then we declared the pandemic. Remember the pandemic. You're trying to go to Walgreens. You're like, yeah, I'm at Walgreens. Hi, how you doing? I'm trying to get a Kit Kat. And then you're trying to get a Kit Kat. They go, I can't hear you. I'm sorry. We have announcements. Could you wait just a second? And it's a constant barrage. Remember the announcements at Walgreens? You're trying to just buy a Kit Kat. You're trying to get the attention of the worker. And it says,
ladies and gentlemen, for your safety at Walgreens, we encourage you to stand 6 feet apart and boop. Ladies and gentlemen, urgent update. A new case of COVID-19 has been found in your county. We need to...
And they just fear, radio, FM, AM, radio, constant Spotify, updates. March 11th, 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic was declared based upon the nefarious models of Neil Ferguson, the head of the Abdul Latif Jameel Institute, funded by Bill Gates. And then 15 days later, Microsoft releases its cryptocurrency system using body activity, thus making it possible for no man to buy or sell unless he has the technology in his body with a patent number W02020060606. So look at the 5G towers as like guard towers of a prison. And they're going to soon be monitoring your every move, where you're going, when you're going, how you're going. And they'll be able to send you thoughts using the patents, because you don't just file a patent for a blasty blast. You do a patent after you have what's called a proof of concept or a prototype. You make a prototype or proof of concept. Then you, after it shows that it works, then you make an abstract, which is a summary of how it works. Then you have like it's 100 pages of documentation of how it works, how it doesn't work. There are patents for RNA-modified nanotechnology that controls human thoughts, and it's all listed at timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. And it was all made previous to this year in getting ready for this year. They were going to do it this year, whether it was Trump or wasn't Trump. This wasn't about stealing an election. This was about stealing everybody's individual sovereignty worldwide. Trump just happened to be the only variable they didn't plan on. And so he created chaos. He has kind of a Cyrus personality. He's like he's fighting back. And therefore, it accelerated the exposure of you and I discovering the slow boiling of the frog. But they were going to do this plan regardless of whether President Trump was in office or not.
Incredible. Incredible. I know we're almost out of time. I do have one more question for you, but before we get there, you've already said your website before. Is there anywhere else that people should go, or is that the one-stop shop for all the information, all the knowledge?
I'll leave it with this. I can tell you, I've talked to some world leaders, and they're now telling me that they're using timetofreeamerica.com as like their Wikipedia source. And they go, where do you get all this? Well, please understand, I bring the world's top experts to expose election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud. And as they get those nuggets after hours and hours of research, they send them to me. And I then organize them and put them at timetofreeamerica.com. So in my opinion, timetofreeamerica.com is the daily resource you want to go to. And if you want to wake up your friends and family in 10 minutes or less, step one, go to their house, meet them, whatever. They're probably wearing a mask, wearing a visor. They're probably hiding from you. So you'll have to get like a big projector to show it to them. But just say, go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation and try to disprove any of the facts right there.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Final question real quick. It's 2022. You've got all your shows. You've got everything that you're doing. You've got your own business. You're a man out there. What's the real risk here? In other words, is there any way that they can stop you, or can you just assume that you're going to keep going?
I'm going to keep going. I mean, I fundamentally believe you can't take your money with you. I don't believe that money's not a motivator for me. And just to be very clear for your listeners out there, our events, you can name your price. So that's, so the average person's paying about $50. Okay. There's that. Let's just do some basic math. I just rented one of the facilities and it was $90,000 to rent the facility. So let's just do some math. If there's 2,000 people that are paying, let's say $50 a piece. Okay. 2,000 times 50, that would be $100,000. So you say, well, how do you pay for it? Great question. We have VIPs. You can sit closer, that kind of thing. You can pay $500. And some people can pay more. And then there's porta potties. There's security. I just wired another $50,000 to cover the security bill. I mean, I can go on porta potties. There's a lot of costs. But I make my money through other businesses I have. So, I have a dog training franchise where every time that you hire a tip-top canine to train your dog, I make 2%. The average bill is about $1,500. I make $30. And a lot of people have said, I want to hire your company to train my dogs. There's 15 locations because they love what we're doing. That's great. I have a haircut chain. People say, I'm going to get my haircut at your place because I love what you're doing. That's great. We've had a lot of people that have decided to come to my business conferences. That's great. So America has been supporting how they can. I mean, people buy MyPillow products using my promo code, that kind of thing. But no, I'm being attacked quite heavily all the time. I got accused of releasing anthrax on the attendees of our most recent conference. That happened. The accusations happened. We didn't release anthrax on our attendees, but it was accused. I've been accused of praying to Satan, which I don't do. I've been accused of General Flynn praying to Satan, which he doesn't do. I've been accused that we get together and pray to Satan, which we don't do simultaneously or separately. I've been accused of grifting, taking advantage of people when you can name your price. I've been accused of manipulating people by selling fear, which really I'm selling the cure to fear. I've been accused of medical misinformation, which is interesting because I'm sharing facts that it's just whatever I share tends to be proven to be true 9 months after I share it, because the doctors who are sharing the facts have actually done the research and they're in the front lines. So we are going to continue sharing the truth, but I believe we're in a time right now where Matthew 5:10 is a part of the Bible we should all read more often. I'm just going to read this to you and I'll this to you in closing here. Matthew, Matthew chapter 5:10. Okay, Matthew 5:10. King James Version. I'm going to pull it up here. Okay. It says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So I really do believe that right now, anybody who's fighting back and being persecuted, you're being blessed. And if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you get tickets for one of the Reawaken America tour events, there's five reasons to do it. One, we have doctors in all 50 states that are willing to treat you if you have COVID-19. Two, you can find jobs in all 50 states that don't require the COVID-19 vaccines. Employers come to these events that don't require the vaccine specifically to hire. That's a fact. Three, you can find attorneys that are willing to help you fight back. Moms that are fighting back. School board members that are fighting back. You can find your tribe. You can get plugged in. Four, you're going to learn a lot. I mean, you're going to learn about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, mainstream media fraud. And five, you're going to have a good time. And I know it's a little bit too soon to have a good time. People are going, you can't have a good time. It's been a tough year. You can't have a good. Well, I mean, Sean Boyd's a phenomenal praise and worship leader. Peter McCullough, the doctor, is surprisingly funny. Jim Brewer, the comedian, is absolutely hysterical. Dr. Dave Martin, just knowledge bombs all day. Dr. Zelenko, Simone Gold, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Sherry Tenpenny, Judy Mikovits, Jim Caviezel. You know, he played Jesus in Passion of Christ. I mean, all these great people are there. And they're there to wake you up. I promise you're going to have a great time. You're going to meet friends. You're probably going to have the rest of your life. It's a phenomenal event. You can get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's see if we can get your dog trainers to go to Capitol Hill and see if we can help our representatives. I think they need to be trained. Clay Clark, brother, it's been a blessing. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, JD. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, Clay Clark. What can you say? He always has bombs to drop, bombshells left and right. There was a lot of new information that I hadn't heard yet in there, so I'm going to have to go check it out. Quick programming note: we do have coming up. We've got who do we have? Let's see, we've got James O'Keefe coming up. We've got Brandon Tatum will be interviewed here next week, I believe. We've got a lot. I've got a great doctor coming on tomorrow. So, yeah. So stay tuned, whether you're listening to me on America Out Loud Talk Radio or anywhere else. You know, God bless you. Thank you so much. Lord willing, we will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you all stay strong, stay safe.